Okay, this is random, not fic, or brainstorming, or whatever. New idea. Fandom is Star Wars The Clone Wars, the TV series, in Season 3, Episode 18. Obi-Wan and Anakin have to carbon freeze themselves and, like, Cody and Rex and Fives and, you know, a troop of clones to break into this super max Jedi prison thing so that to rescue a Jedi who was captured by the Separatist. They have to carbon freeze themselves. Or that's Anakin's stupid crazy idea. My idea is, what if something goes wrong in transit? I mean, I'm rewatching the episode, and they've reprogrammed a couple of battle droids under the command of R2 to get them onto the planet. And it's, like, so easy. It would be just, like, one missed line of code. Or one missed security thing on some checkpoint somewhere, and all of a sudden, their ship is either destroyed, lost, or, you know, found out somewhere. Something. Now, being carbon frozen means they can survive in space. On the one hand, this is good because their ship probably gets blown up. Sorry, R2. You would have done everything you could to keep the mission going forward, which means you die. Now, there are only two Jedi, who know about Anakin's crazy plan. Presumably the Council knows that they're going in and they have this mission, because, like, Obi-Wan is on the Council. Of course they know. But Anakin didn't tell Obi-Wan about the plan until it was already, like, happening. So there's no chance for Obi-Wan to tell the Council what the plan was, and then, even though the two Jedi who know the plan, who are not carbon frozen, are Ahsoka and Plo Koon, who are both awesome. But both of them know just how quickly things can go off the rails. So they, like, hear that things have gone wrong, or Anakin and Obi-Wan miss a check-in or something, and they're like, okay, it's okay. These guys are professionals, sort of. They know what they're doing, hopefully. We'll just wait it out. They're gonna be fine. And they wait. And they wait some more. And Obi-Wan and Anakin do not show up. Neither do the clones who went with them. Yep. Fives, Rex, Cody, whoever else is on that ship. Yep. KIA. Or at least MIA. Now, this is a problem, but it's not as big of a problem as it could be. I mean, there's still a war going on. And so the Jedi Council and everybody else kind of has other things they have to deal with. They can't just sit around going, oh no, what happened to Anakin? I mean, even Padme is like, but what happened to Anakin? Oh crap, I have a Senate session to go to. So, yeah. In their few spare moments of downtime, everybody's like, we know they're probably dead, and we miss them a whole lot, but, we have a war going on, and we're gonna go fight. Because, of course, Obi-Wan and Anakin would not want them to give up, and all of that jazz. So, without Obi-Wan and Anakin, the Separatists kind of, like, take over even faster. Palpatine was already going to win. And he's been playing both sides against each other and all of that. But it's kind of hard to, like, manage a war with people like Obi-Wan and Anakin who keep, like, screwing up plans and improvising in random ways and all of that. And so
it's easier for Palpatine to seize control when those two Mavericks aren't getting in his way. And he probably, you know, manipulates the propaganda around their deaths to send people in. And then also the Jedi they were going to rescue knew about special hyperspace lanes. So the Separatists now have these hyperspace lanes. And he's like, you know what? You already gave me executive power, but now we have this threat of people showing up on Coruscant's doorstep. And yeah, we're gonna call in martial law a bit early. And so the Separatists, the Empire forms a decade early. At some point in the future, Obi-Wan, Anakin, and the clones are picked up by salvagers. Wherever their ship got blown up, they've been floating through space for all this time. Now, it depends on who I want to bring in, because I could just throw them so far into the future that, just everybody is dead. Which would be interesting in itself. Because then they would wake up to a completely new dynamic, that even the Empire is gone. Or, no, the Empire isn't gone, but even Palpatine's dead because it's that far in the future. And the Empire has been around for 100 years, and the Sith are secretly obviously in control, or obviously secretly in control. Like, you know, it's that, like, open secret that everybody knows the Emperor, whoever he happens to be. Maybe it is still Palpatine, he's just, like, faked his death, and it's, like, ruling from the shadows now. Or maybe he's come up with a new persona, or whatever. And maybe Dooku's still around. I mean, he's a dark user. And without Anakin, there'd be no reason for Palpatine to kill Dooku. There's nobody else who could be a better apprentice than Dooku. At least, I am going to assume that Ventress is still too much of a, she still has too much of the light side in her. Because I headcanon her as, you know, gray, 100% gray. She will, yeah, no, she is definitely a Force user, and she started out on the dark side, but she has a redemption arc, and I love it. And so, yeah. So she's got too much light in her for Palpatine to want her as an apprentice, even though she's totally badass. And Dooku is skilled enough to fight off any of the would-be Inquisitors who want to become the apprentice, so, whatever. So somebody, you know, the Sith are in control, and their Inquisitors are all dark side, and Anakin and Obi-Wan wake up with the clones, and the salvagers who, picked them up and realized they were people and unfroze them are super confused. Hell, maybe it's even Han and Chewie. Like, we can't have Luke and Leia because, well, Padme wasn't pregnant yet. So Chewie and Han pick up the clones and Anakin and Obi-Wan and are like, what? Why would we Han doesn't want to unfreeze them. Han is like, I have no idea who these guys are, but they've been floating in space for a while. I'm not going to chance it. And Chewie's like, and there's that kind of not argument that you only hear the half side of, because I love it when they do that. And finally, Han is like, fine, we'll unfreeze them. Maybe they have secret bank accounts somewhere. Maybe they'll be grateful. But I'm not doing anything else. And they unfreeze them. And Obi-Wan and Anakin could end up with worse people, because at least Han and Chewie have smuggler knowledge. But they're still stuck in the Outer Rim, and have no idea what's happening on Coruscant, and they have no, Empire credits, and maybe they have Hutt credits, because, to be fair, Anakin would probably run around with Hutt credits pretty often, because that's what he grew up with, and he's ended up in the Outer Rim enough times to know that, yeah, you kind of need to have some other type of currency. To be fair, Obi-Wan has ended up in the Outer Rim just as many times. Don't know if he's actually learned that lesson yet. Who knows? But, see, where do I go from there? Because Anakin and Obi-Wan are just like, great! We're stuck in the future! We're Jedi, but we still don't know how to get to the past, and we are the only Jedi left, apparently. And wait, there's something, there's a resistance? And, like, here's part of it. Because there's no Luke and Leia, one, Leia isn't given the Death Star plans, they're given to somebody else. And because they're given to somebody else, and because there is no Obi-Wan Kenobi off on Tatooine somewhere, they don't send the droids to him, and also R2 is dead. So, yeah. And they're not gonna give the plans to C-3PO. Sorry, no, dude, nobody trusts C-3PO with those plans. So, who are they gonna give them to? Fulcrum. They're totally going to give the plans to Fulcrum. And Fulcrum, who has been, you know, working with the Resistance for ages, is supposedly... I mean, she doesn't call herself a Jedi, because... Or maybe she still does, because, okay, after Anakin and Obi-Wan were blown up, lost somewhere, Ahsoka found herself without a master. In this canon, she did not sneak on board and follow them. I can't remember if she actually did in the canon, but she stayed behind because her master said so, even though she was totally pissed about it. And when Anakin was declared killed in action, she was left masterless. And so Plo stepped up and said, I will take Ahsoka as my Padawan. And they made a great team. And they went on a couple covert missions for the war, and they made a couple of, like, general thingies, and they did a couple of general thingies. That's a great sentence there. Of course they did. So yeah, they fought in the war, but because they're both super smart, and because Ahsoka is just as much of a maverick as Anakin pretends he isn't, they managed to escape when Order 66 is doled out. Hopefully both of them. If not both, then definitely Ahsoka does. They go into hiding. They possibly, like, learn about the chips beforehand and are trying to combat it, but it's too little too late. And with Palpatine moving up his timeline, they have no way to spread the word. They have no way to save the clones, nothing. So they run off, and I mean, it's canon that Wolf is one of the clones who survives the war, so Wolf is out there, and he is still working with Plo, and, like, Wolf is acting as the go-between, because nobody knows that Plo is still alive. Yoda is also still alive, and so Plo is kind of like, instead of Obi-Wan surviving the Clone War and running off and doing the thing with Yoda and hiding and all of that Last Jedi stuff, it was Plo. Ahsoka is also alive, and she is off somewhere. She didn't leave the Jedi Order. Or, no, wait. Would Barriss... Yeah. So, the whole Barriss thing, framing deal, where Barriss framed Ahsoka, that still happened. Which mean, and instead of Anakin fighting for her, it was Plo. So she still left the Order, but by that point, they were both super aware that something else was going down, that there was some conspiracy in the mix. So Plo takes her aside. Like, she declares that she's leaving, and he pulls her aside going like, Padawan, are you sure you want to do this? Something, we both know something is happening here, this is a symptom of it, we can still fight this. And Ahsoka is like, I know, we can fight this, but we can't do it the way we have been. I know you have to stay here, but I'm going to fight this from the outside. You're limited too much. And she's like, I have to go and fight this in my own way. But they set up, like, either they set up a secret comm link, or they're both like, okay, I know that you know that I know. We're working together on this. I trust you. I don't trust all of them, but I trust you. We will see each other again. So that's how she, like, she escapes 66 in the same way she does in canon. So, back to the future, where Obi-Wan and Anakin wake up. They convince Han and Chewie to, like, drop them off at a planet. Because, what, you're gonna keep them on the Falcon? What, no. And luckily enough, they're close to a planet that Obi-Wan and Anakin are at least vaguely familiar with. It's been a lot of years. And Han is like, well, there isn't too much in Empire influence on this planet, so... A part of me wants to make it Lothal. Just because I want to bring in Ezra and Kanan. But that would be a little bit after the... Well, it doesn't have to be after Rebels. It could be in one of the later seasons of Rebels. Because we don't have the whole Luke-Leia thing, that would mean that the Death Star got built earlier. Partially because everybody didn't keep messing up and stealing the plans like they do in canon, because that happens a lot. And with the whole timeline getting moved up, they want to go to Lothal. Now, Lothal does have an Empire presence, but Obi-Wan knows of a temple there, and it's one of the lesser temples, and there isn't so much of a presence there. Like, there's... Han knows that there's rebels there as well. There's a rebel cell there, and he doesn't know quite who they are. He knows their call sign, because he and Hera have a kind of rivalry that, like, no, the Falcon is totally better than the Ghost. What are you talking about? The Ghost is totally better than the Falcon. But he really only knows Hera. Or he knows of Hera. He knows she has a crew. He doesn't know them personally. So he's like, okay, look, I can maybe get you to the Fall, but that's it. I'm a smuggler, not a, you know, rebel, whatever. Because he totally is, but he likes to deny it constantly. So he goes and drops them on Lothal. And so part of the weird bit of this, is that, like, so they've got Anakin and Obi-Wan, who are both, I mean, they're standard human male. They can disguise themselves fairly easily. And they've been dead for long enough that nobody's gonna really recognize them, especially if they go out of their way to hide the fact that they're Jedi. I mean, that's how people would recognize them. They'd recognize, like, WTF, there's two Jedi, I thought they were extinct, rather than noticing that they are Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi. So it's actually the clones who are harder to hide. Now, they could just knock out a troop of, like, a bunch of stormtroopers and steal their armor and pretend to be stormtroopers. And this is an idea that does, like, come up, and they do try it, and the clones are both, like, well, they're gonna follow orders. They are totally following orders, but they are secretly amongst themselves complaining about how this armor doesn't fit right. How can they make armor not fit right? I mean, it's standard issue. Come on, people. And then, like, they had just, like, what's with the markings? You gotta mark up your armor. Do they not follow, like, the whole Mandoar culture of armor and painting and, like, come on, guys, this is, like, blank canvas here. This is not cool. But they're following orders.
and they are disguising themselves, and they are sneaking onto a Empire base, and they are trying to get more information. And this is actually really easy. Like, it's not so easy that it's obviously a trap. It's just that they've done this a lot. And these new stormtroopers, god. Let me just say that Rex and Cody and Fives and all of them are not impressed with the stormtroopers. Clearly, they have had subpar training. Clearly, they have no discipline. Like, the fact that they snuck in at all, they're just like, this new breed of trooper is not up to stock. Also, the fact that Obi-Wan and Anakin can just, like, do the hand-wavy trick of, we are not here, go about your business. And they're like, we were trained against that. We work with Jedi constantly, and we were trained against that. We know how to get why weren't you trained against that? Oh, right, all of the Jedi are dead. You know, just because somebody's dead doesn't mean you don't train against them. So they walk into the capital, basically, and hack into their systems. And Obi-Wan and Anakin are just going like, okay, Han told us all these things had happened, but oh my god, why no? Seriously? Wait, what happened to Padme? Shit, Padme, ah! Anakin is freaking out in the corner. Obi-Wan is trying to calm him down and also not get them caught, and everybody else is up, like, stealing all the data they can. They're grabbing all this data, because they can't read it all here, they're gonna download it and read it somewhere else where they're not in danger of getting caught. And they don't have time to sort through what they're downloading, they're just downloading everything. And so far so good, everything is, like, okay, we're doing good. And then there's an explosion. And they all kind of look at each other and go like, was that? Yeah, I think that was. Do you think? And then the alarms go off. And then they're all kind of like, well, I'm pretty sure that wasn't us. But we should probably go see that, like, we should probably go see what that was, because if somebody else is trying to do this, they're probably working against the Empire, they're probably, you know, we should go figure out who these people are. And they, like, finish their download really quick, and run off into, like, through the corridors, and by now I'm gonna say that Obi-Wan and Anakin have some kind of Imperial uniform on. Like, when the clones grabbed Stormtrooper armor, they grabbed Imperial uniforms, or maybe they grabbed uniforms in the changing room or something. And I'm gonna say that, like, once again, Anakin and Obi-Wan were not impressed with the uniforms either. Like, how can they move in this? This is way too tight. I can't roll my shoulders properly. How am I supposed to swing my lightsaber with this? So they're all dressed up in Imperials, and, like, a bunch of stormtroopers are already running down the corridor towards the explosion, so they're like, okay, we're gonna follow these people. They get to the hangar bay? Let's say the hangar bay. And there's a firefight going on. There is a small number of people over by a couple of the ships that are blasting away, and they are mixed race, and they don't have armor on, and the audience clearly knows that this is the crew of the Ghost, but Obi-Wan and Anakin don't know that. And then Chopper gets a hold of one of the walkers and starts just, like, wrecking havoc on the bay. And the clone troopers are, like, they form up into a unit and start, like, they're waiting for orders. But they're also like, well, we need to blend in. So we're gonna, like, do some badly aimed shots here and whatever. Meanwhile, the rest of the stormtroopers are just, like,
chaos everywhere. And once again, Rex and Cody are just like glancing at each other going, oh my god, this is our legacy. How is this our legacy? Why? No, please, God, no. Force. Oh, Force. Anakin and Obi-Wan are, they sense other Jedi. That's what they do. They step into the hangar and are immediately like, Force signatures over there, strong ones. Yay, two of them. We're not the last Jedi. These two are clearly strong with the light side. Yay. We're going to help them out. So that's what they ordered the clones to do. They order the clones to get over there, help them get back on the ship, distract the stormtroopers, get everybody over to the ship, and clear the runway for takeoff. And, like, maybe Anakin says, I'll deal with the walker, and runs off and does that. And there's this argument in binary between him and Chopper is not taking this sitting down, because Chopper doesn't know this random dude. Chopper is going to fry this random dude, and Anakin is like, what? No, I like droids. Come on, I'm trying to help you. Come on. Where's R2? I miss R2. The clones knock out a few of the stormtroopers and then form a, like, defensive position where they're falling back and providing cover. And the crew of the Ghost is kind of confused. And then all of a sudden, Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, pops out of nowhere next to them and says, you're with the Rebellion, right? Let's go. And Kanan is the only one who recognizes Obi-Wan because, yeah, he knew Obi-Wan way back when. And he's just kind of, like, slack-jawed, staring and going, like, Master Obi-Wan Kenobi? And Obi-Wan just kind of, like, that little smile of his and goes, like, yes. And he's just like, yes, we should probably go. And Hera looks at Kanan and goes, like, can we trust this guy? Do you recognize him? And Kanan starts to, like, go into a, he's a Jedi master. He's, but then he snaps out of it because they're still in the middle of a firefight and Kanan is a professional, sort of. And he's like, yes, we can trust him. Let's go. And so they get everyone back on the Ghost, or on whatever ship they were trying to steal, and the clones fall back, and Chopper and Anakin manage to get on board, still arguing, or, like, Chopper is still trying to zap him, until Hera, apparently they're friendlies, stand down, Chopper, and Chopper is like, and Anakin's just like, fine, whatever. I mean, So they fly off, and of course there's a brief chase where the stormtroopers and the Empire try to chase them, but Chopper and his walker manage to do quite a lot of damage to that hangar bay, and so they have to mobilize forces from a different hangar bay. But everybody had been diverted to that hangar bay, and so it takes a bit of time, and they manage to jump into hyperspace before anybody can do much damage. And then we have Obi-Wan, Anakin, the clones, all on the Ghost. I'm gonna say it's the Ghost, because why not? The clones are talking with Sabine, and they're like, hey, Mandoa, we're another Mandalorian, great. We were afraid that, like, you know, can you believe all this? We've yada yada yada. And they're trying to figure that out. And she is super impressed with them because they're all really great warriors, and because they, like, complain about how the stormtroopers don't paint their armor, and they're all like, yeah, we all had our personalized designs. What is this up? And she's like, yes, Mandalorian's art. Yes. And Kanan is, now that they're safe, full on starstruck. Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker. Oh my fucking god. And Ezra kind of is looking between Kanan and the others going, wait, you're Jedi? And Ezra's kind of like, you're not that cool. You're not that cool. I mean, what? You get frozen? How did you... Frozen in carbonite all this time. That's not that's cool. That's so cool. That's so cool. And Hera is driving the ship. And Zeb is just like, throws his hands up and go like, well, does nobody remember that we had a mission? We went in there for a reason. We were trying to grab whatever it was from the base, and they discovered us, and yada yada yada, and does nobody remember this? And at which point, Obi-Wan and Anakin produce the data sticks that they, like, downloaded the entire base's database for onto, and are like, well, hopefully this will help, and everybody's jaw drops and goes like, so, you're joining the rebellion? Yeah, Mon Mothma and Senator Bail Organa will want to see you. Yeah, we thought all the Jedi were dead except for, you know, Kanan and Fulcrum and, you know, slow fade to black because things are gonna happen here. They do go back to meet the rebellion at some other base, and the rebel leaders are, like, overjoyed to see them. And of course they join the rebellion, because after Bail and Mon Mothma explain everything that happened, they're just like, they did what to the Jedi Temple? Oh no, they did not! They did what with the clones? Order 66 did what? We are going to kill them. We are going to kill them so hard. And there is no chance that Palpatine is going to get his grubby hands on Anakin now, not after he knows what they did. And Padme? See, here's another thing. Padme is still alive. Because there were no twins, and there was no turning point for Anakin, that whole deal, she's still alive. She's a leader in the rebellion. And Anakin is immediately like, oh, thank God! And of course she's a member of the rebellion. And also, like, she's putting herself in danger! Oh, no, Padme, no! And the clones meet up with Wolf, who leads them to Plo, who leads them to Yoda. And Ahsoka appears at some point, because the Ghost crew already knows about Ahsoka. And so, once they send out over the rebellion network that, hey, we found a pair of Jedi. Guess who? And Ahsoka's like, you found what? Master! Because he never betrayed her. And Anakin never betrayed Ahsoka. He never turned dark side. Everything is good and glorious, and there are hugs all around. Which only solidifies the fact that Anakin and Obi-Wan are so working for the rebellion now. And then at some point, Anakin manages to get back to Naboo and, like, sneaks into Padme's family home and surprises her, sort of. He's, like, I imagine it going bad. Like, he thinks he's being all romantic, showing up and going, hi, I'm not dead. And she nearly shoots him. She nearly shoots him a couple of times. It's really a good thing that he's good at deflecting blaster bolts. Yeah. Because, yeah, there have been quite a few assassins. And sneaking into Padme's house at night, she is not going to stand for that. And, yeah. No, it's really a good thing that he's good at deflecting blaster bolts. But eventually they work out that yes, he is who he looks like. And all is good. All is good. Except for, you know, the Empire still exists. But they're gonna work on that. They're gonna steal the plans for the Death Star, and they're gonna destroy the Death Star, and all is going to, and they're gonna fix it. They are totally, totally gonna fix it. Yeah. As soon as they blow up the Death Star. The end!